Beware the precision. I've learned a few tricks from experience. Whichever exponent I try to measure will be likely to be overestimated. Recall that a higher exponent implies a smaller roll for large deviations. What you see is likely to be less black swanish than what you don't see. I call this the masquerade problem. Let's say I generate a process that has an exponent of 1.7. You don't see what is inside the engine, only the data coming out. If I ask you what the exponent is, odds are that you'll compute something like 2.4. You would do so even if you had a million data points. The reason is that it takes a long time for some fractal processes to reveal their properties, and you underestimate the severity of the shock. Sometimes a fractal can make you believe that it's Gaussian, particularly when the cut point starts at a high number. With fractal distributions, extreme deviations of that kind are rare enough to smoke you. You don't recognize the distribution as fractal. The water puddle, revisited. As you've seen, we have trouble knowing the parameters of whichever model we assume runs the world. So with Extremistan, the problem of induction pops up again, this time even more significantly than at any previous time in this book. Simply, if a mechanism is fractal, it can deliver large values. Therefore, the incidence of large deviations is possible. But how possible, how often they should occur, will be hard to know with any precision. This is similar to the water puddle problem. Plenty of ice cubes could have generated it. As someone who goes from reality to possible explanatory models, I face a completely different spate of problems from those who do the opposite.